You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio, 8 p.m. It's time for Stupid Dumb Show. Is that right?
Well, it's your show.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to get some confirmation.
What did you need confirmation on? The name of the show or what time it was?
I don't know. Sometimes I forget.
It's 8:03 and it's the Stupid Dumb Show.
In the p.m.
Yes, after the p.m. I see this is going to turn out very well today.
Hey, you've only got 2 hours to fix it, so you better get moving.
Why would I want to fix what's not broken?
If the critics were overly harsh on The Hobbit, think about what they're going to say about you.
They'll love it, and they'll give me medals.
Is this what happens every week on your show?
Yeah.
Because usually I'm still too busy being at work to hear what's going on in this riffraff.
A couple times you hear the end, you start yelling at me when you get here.
Yeah, that does happen.
You're like, hey, that's what you sound like. I just kind of tune it out. I put my earmuffs on.
What is this music?
It's the soundtrack from X-Men First Class.
Did you tell me that you had listener feedback that they wanted more talking?
Yes, but then we also had no listeners to the show we did more talking on, so we never got feedback on whether that was good or not.
So we're not going to do more talking. We're going to go back to standard and practices.
Actually, I did have a compliment on the music selection last week.
Well, music's music. Who said that?
My mom.
Oh, oops.
Uh-oh. I mean...
Sorry, Mrs. Shredder.
I like your taste in music also.
Is she listening right now?
Possibly.
Now what? don't look at me like I should know what I'm doing.
Well, you should.
No, don't.
It's your show.
What? I'm just going to stare at you while this song plays. What are you doing on your phone? You want me to charge it?
Did you see that,
No, I'm good.
They're wrapping up production of the new season of Venture Brothers.
Finally?
They have the second half of the season completely done.
But they need to do the first half?
Right, like, yeah, they're getting, like, the... They're going into post-production on the first half right now. Like, they just got the second half of the hour-long season premiere back from wherever they have it animated.
Oh, nice. Finally. It's been like 2 years since they've gotten it up.
That's either
going.
Mid-March or early May is when they'll start showing them.
Okay, man. Remember that teaser I had made about Mumbly and Muttley, their laughs? Do we have those sound effects? Why am I making it sound like this is my show?
After the... I guess after the next two... Next break.
You just took a big hit in phone scrabble, by the way.
Okay.
My phone scrabble has stopped making noises when it's my turn to play phone scrabble.
You should uninstall and reinstall it.
That'll do it?
Yes.
Or
does
update it.
Does it have something to do with you never having beaten me before?
I'm pretty sure I beat you at least once.
You did?
I'll look back. I'll see.
Okay. Anyway, I guess the first song going on in this train wreck.
Yeah, this is awful so far.
Is No Effects with Seeing Double at the Triple Rock right here on WNBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show.
You're going to play the Sounders, right?
Yeah, I'll get there.
Another round.
Green Day with 2,000 light years away. Constantly 2,000 light years away right here on WNRBLP. That was Green Day before they got all crazy political-like, and I don't like them anymore.
They're awful.
I haven't heard their new... I don't think I've heard their newest album.
Good. Oh, was that the Uno Dos Tres?
I have no idea. The last one I saw was the one that had American Idiot on it. Well, the last one I heard. That was a really solid album, in my opinion.
It's two or four? Now it's like five albums ago. No, four albums ago.
Shredder, isn't this the one? I'm sorry, Cameron.
But I'm not all for those
yeah, that
political
was the one
songies
I was looking at.
On the Green Day these days. But that's just one person's opinion.
Pixels was telling me that, musically speaking, they have very little talent.
Don't they play like three chords?
Their bass player's decent.
How about Billy Joe? I mean, you know, he's one...
He's pretty good at dyeing his hair black.
My kids are too
old. Isn't he in rehab right now?
That wouldn't surprise me if he was.
Too much bad music? An addiction to making crappy music? Shredder, this is the one, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Wasn't he also in Operation Ivy?
I don't know. Maybe he was.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just looking through.
Isn't it kind of up in the air on this show what you can do for conversation? Or, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's...
No.
You just say no?
Well, Shredder.
Well, the LC in that thing stands for low cost.
What's up for music, K-Man?
You didn't listen to that? You missed it.
Oh, well, now...
That's Muttley laughing.
Yep, that, I would have said Muttley.
All right.
And here's Mumbly. If it ever wants to go.
See if our snickering hero, Detective Mumbly, can put the cuffs on...
Oh, it's the same laugh.
I can't believe that. Right. What was Hanna-Barbera trying to pull? We had 40 years of confusion, Shredder. 40 years.
No wonder they're no longer around.
Hanna-Barbera or Muttley and Mumbly?
Both. All of them. Hmm. All seven of them.
So only two of them came out.
Doesn't Cartoon Network basically own the rights to all that stuff nowadays?
Yeah, I think it's, they show it all on the Boomerang Network.
Well, like I catch an episode of the, whatever the new Scooby-Doo is called nowadays, and they have random old Hanna-Barbera characters pop up on there every once in a while.
On really? The Scooby-Doo cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Like who?
Blue Falcon and Dynamutt.
Oh, really?
I believe the villain in that episode was the Krampus.
What's that?
Oh, Shredder's going all for that.
What's the what?
Back in the olden days, people would try and, you know, aside from you ought to be good, good so Santa brings you gifts, if you were bad, the Krampus would come with Santa and punish you. He'd have a birch switch, and he'd beat you with the birch switch if you were bad. And if you were really bad, he'd toss you in the basket on his back and take you to hell.
Wouldn't he eat you then?
Maybe.
Wait a minute. Santa was associated with a guy from hell?
Yeah, they'd go around on the same night.
Interesting. And they were friends?
Gifts. Yeah.
So they were carpooling, in essence.
Kind of, yeah.
And he would ride in the sleigh?
That I don't know. He's also got a giant waggly tongue.
Ugh.
Well, it's all the better to eat kids.
In some parts of Europe, they still celebrate Krampusnacht, which is, I believe, December 5th.
Hmm. Sounds yummy.
Oh, people dress up and they parade around and chase things, and I don't know. I assume there's lots of food and booze involved, too.
Well, what's a what's a holiday without food and booze?
Is there not a holiday called Krampus Day?
Krampusnacht.
Well, in America.
No.
Why don't we have that?
You'd think you'd want it.
So the Krampus Day, what day? Krampus Day should just be on, same day, huh?
December 5th is Krampusnacht.
I thought that Santa just did that by having you on his list of naughty kids.
But he didn't come around and beat you or send you to hell.
Well, what have we been worried about all these years? If you're not good, Santa's not going to bring you presents. But he'd be like, you know, you might want to be good, otherwise Krampus is going to come and snag you and throw you right to hell, to the depths of hell.
That's why he says you better watch out.
Otherwise, the Krampus will kick your rear end to the netherworld.
Yeah, it's fun like that.
Another soda for the condition.
Okay, next up on the Stupid Dumb Show on WNBLP is Foster the People with Houdini. I wonder if they can get out of it. Right? Yeah, you like that? Right here on a station that's WNBLP.
Bye.
That was The Network with Rochambeau right here on WNBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show with, I guess it's a full house. Not the card things, but with people in studio making noises. Kitty cat noises. I heard Dwayne Knight was in the house.
Hi there. Dwayne Knight.
Are you Jim Varney?
Yes.
Okay.
They had one thing where I think it was last year's winter thing, where you get a point or something for putting in a real name. So I just put in Jim Varney.
I think my fake real name is Chuck Finley.
Who's Chuck Finley?
Michael's brother.
Oh.
Oh. The game's on tomorrow night, by the way.
Oh, I'm gonna accept. I'm gonna accept it. I accepted you.
Okay, I'll see about getting you that thing.
Yeah, I win. I am a person with things that are doing well.
Current products.
And things are always well for me.
Yeah, that particular place doesn't make a whole lot of stuff.
And no one knows what's going on besides anyone in the studio. Noises.
But it also seemed they had a little bit more information about what this stuff was there.
What are you looking at?
Stuff.
That's the best kind of things. Stuff is the best.
Which is better, stuff or stuffing?
What is this, the potpourri?
If we're talking about food, stuffing. Stuffing, totally. Maybe even the stuff that's inside the turkey, that's cooked in the turkey. Not just the stovetop stuff, because it's good and all, but it needs the whole turkey flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Bread.
Are you struggling to make ends meet, K-Man?
Not on Thanksgiving. Ends meet. No, that's pretty bad too, wasn't it? Oh, I probably should go through some of the Underwriter stuff. I'm going to get the Underwriter stuff popped up.
Pop, pop. Pop, pop.
Magnitudes in the house.
Yes.
Okay, here are the Underwriters for WNRBLP.
Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store. Lee Herr has a natural supplement, Protandium, for high blood pressure, diabetes, gout, and for the aging process. These products are located in IGA Coleman Lee's Grocery Store, located at 735 South 3rd Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. Phone number 715-845-4991. Again, 715-845. Allied Health Lower Chiropractic. Dr. George Nye Lower provides chiropractic care for headaches, neck, back, and shoulder pain, ear infections, asthma, tingling and numbness, joint pain, arm and leg pain, and work, auto, sports-related injuries. New patients are always welcome, most insurance accepted, and no referral necessary. Dr. Lohr can help you with your total health care. Located at 3303 Terrace Court in Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. Contact 715-848-4851. That's 715-848-4851. Allied Health Lohr Chiropractic. Missionary Church of Jesus Christ. Bible study is on Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. and church services are on Saturday as well, 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, located at 1530 South Grand Avenue, Schofield, Wisconsin, 54476. Email monggoodnews@gmail.com. Again, that's monggoodnews@gmail.com. Universal Home Healthcare provides personal care services to individuals who are physically ill, infirmed, and mentally disabled, and need assistance with their activities of daily living in their homes. Universal Home Healthcare accepts private pay and Medicaid personal care, where the family members may provide care to their own member if they so choose. Contact 715-298-9307. And located at 1105 Grand Avenue, Schofield, Wisconsin. That's Universal Home Healthcare. Auto Select Auto Repair and Service Center, located at 3103 Schofield Avenue, Weston, Wisconsin, 54476. Phone number 715-241-0007. AutoSelectOnline.com. That's AutoSelectOnline.com. Auto Select. Wayne Searing Insurance, giving personal customer service to help with your insurance needs. Wayne Searing Insurance offers free reviews and help in obtaining correct coverage for your auto, home, life, business insurance, and more. Located at 2810 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau, Wisconsin, 715-848-2447. Again, that's 848-2447. Website, waynesearinginsurance.com, waynesearinginsurance.com. Inspired Home Care is a certified personal care agency in Wisconsin and provides personal care services to residents in Marathon County. Their goal is to provide high-quality, client-centered, and affordable home care services through selective assignment of qualified, trustworthy, and compassionate personnel to help clients lead dignified and independent lives in the comfort and safety of their own home. Located at 308 Grand Avenue, Suite 104, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403, and telephone number 715-848-0480. That's 715-848-0480. Contact person, Chu Nang Lee. Inspired Home Care. Lee Quality Home Care, LLC. Located at 453 Grand Avenue, Schofield, Wisconsin, 54476. Phone number 715-298-9441. Lee Quality Home Care, LLC. Local support for WNRBLP 93.3 FM during its holiday fundraising event is provided by Toyota of Wausau. Toyota of Wausau, located at 2900 North 20th Avenue in Wausau, Fong Yang is a sales consultant at Toyota of Wausau and can speak both Hmong and English to help customers. Toyota of Wausau's telephone number is 715-675-7775. That's 715-675-7775. Business hours Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., and Saturday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Again, local support being provided by Toyota of Wausau during WNRBLP's fundraising event this holiday season.
Those were the underwriters.
What about the fundraising?
And now for the fundraising announcement that we're having here from December 1st to January 31st.
Until January 31st, 2013, WNRBLP is holding its annual holiday fundraising event. Donations will graciously be accepted in any amount at the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association, which is located at 1109 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin 54403. As a nonprofit, low-power radio station, WNRBLP relies on local support to stay on the air. Yearly costs, including licensing fees and equipment expenses, add up quickly. Listener donations and support by local businesses help ensure that these costs are manageable. As Wausau's only community radio station, WNRBLP 93.3 FM, is committed to bringing the best local programming to our listeners. Like years past, WNRBLP will be holding its annual fundraising event during the holidays. All donations are tax deductible and can be dropped off during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Until January 31st, 2013, WNRBLP is holding its annual holiday fundraising event. For questions, the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association can be reached by phone at 715-842-8390, and information is also available at wausauhmong.org as well as wnrblp.org. Once again, that's 715-842-8390. This is your community radio station, Wausau, 93.3 FM.
And every small amount helps, no matter how big or small. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Any amount. A penny, a dollar, $200.
A Lamborghini.
Could someone donate a Lamborghini?
Well, I don't know what we would do with it. I guess we could salad or something. I don't know.
Give rides in it for donations.
Bart Starr does it with vehicles for his
Rawhide?
What was it, the heater?
I don't know what that was.
The fridge.
It was something.
The fridge kicking in?
The compressor and the fridge kicking in?
I don't know what to do.
Reminds me of Fight Club, where his apartment blows up. It went blowed up. Sounded just like that. Okay, I'm gonna play a song.
This is a disaster. You got another hour and a half to go.
Yeah, we can do it.
How are you gonna do this?
Like Bob the Builder, can we do it? Why yes, we can.
This isn't really any different than how it usually goes.
This is a disaster.
Oh, it's fun.
I always thought this is more.
I'm having fun now.
More clear cut, more cutting edge.
Fun, 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 fun.
Tell
next.
Daddy takes the T-Bird away.
The T-Rex away?
T-Bird.
Oh, poor T-Rex can't even brush his own teeth.
Or do push-ups.
Yeah, if he's falling over, he's dead.
K-Man,
he's a goner.
Can't do push-ups either.
I can do one.
Yeah, girl push.
Oh, it might take a while to do it. I just wait for gravity reverse.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Shredder, it's good to see you're not depressed tonight. I am. Yourself, K-Man?
I can go either way.
Alive or dead?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at yet.
All right, Shredder, when we go to a song here, when K-Man does that, I'm going to need your help.
Yes, yes.
Oh, writing stuff. Okay, I'm going to make a song happen now. This is the Von Bondies with No Regrets right here on WNBLP.
Last night.
That was the Cardigans, and I need to turn my headphones up a little
bit
more.
Yeah, yeah, boy,
they had that song was called Love Fool right here in WNRBLP.
Why are you singing like a stupid cartoon character?
It's that Muttley. Or was that be Lou Costello? And then he says ghost after like a half hour of doing that.
Comedy at its finest.
Yeah, he was on first, I think. I'm not even gonna start that one. It's a funny little story thing.
Did Cardigans ever have another hit song after that one, or?
They might be on the one-hit wonders.
Cause I have about five albums of theirs, and
they have five albums.
I maybe have four. I don't know. I have a lot of music by them. I want to say they had a song on one of the Austin Powers soundtracks.
They're Swedish?
Yeah.
ABBA.
Yeah, ABBA's pretty cool.
ABBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good too, but
lately. One, two,
Freya
three,
and
four,
someone
five,
else.
There's six albums. You better hop to it.
That's what happens. I'll listen to a band, I'll get caught up on their music, and then years will pass, and I'll never get anything else by them again.
Which one had the Love Fool on it? Which album? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
95, 96?
95, 96, somewhere in that area.
Ugh. They had an album of 95 and an album of 96. Oh, it was a 96 album. The album's called First Band on the Moon.
MOON. That spells moon.
That's the way it goes. Because that's how we like it, precious. I can't do his voice today. Smeagol Gollum. Can't do his voice. Not that I really could.
Hey man, what do you think about The Hobbit? You liked
it,
right?
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Did you notice, because K-Man and Pixels and I, we all went. Shredder, you were invited.
Was I?
Yeah, why wouldn't you have been?
I don't know, when was this?
Last Saturday?
Yeah. And I kept on twitching the whole time. But that, you didn't realize that?
I kept itching my face like every couple minutes.
I didn't really even notice. Well,
I didn't notice you were twitching.
I was nervous the whole time.
I borrowed those sunglasses at the end.
I thought you were supposed to either keep them or throw them away.
It says recycle if you want.
Why do I want to do that?
Let me ask you a question about those 3D glasses. How do those function with regular glasses?
They just go over. They're pretty sizable.
So they're like... I had drops put in my eyes. Here's some giant sunglasses.
Well, Pixels thought
they're
not
that, really sunglasses.
Well, like, well, I'm going to put my contacts in because I can't wear. And I thought, well, yeah, you can. I've done it before. So the
like
glasses, your Buddy Holly glasses or whatever they are, they're bigger than that. So it functions well.
Okay.
You don't feel like that big of an idiot for wearing them either.
I was always curious about that, but I've never been that interested to see anything in 3D.
Well, it's funny because at one point they say on the screen, don't talk. They tell you this stuff that you aren't supposed to have your cell phone on. And then they say, at this point, put on your 3D goggles. And I go, glasses.
Goggles.
Glasses, all right? But everybody already had them on. Did you wait for that?
I'm not
going
to let a screen tell me what to do.
It's not so your Shredder, did you read the email?
No.
I need
whatever
you.
I do, what I won't.
I started reading it, and then we started having this conversation.
K-Man, why'd you distract Shredder with your conversation?
You start yammering about the Hobbit.
This isn't even Conversation Digest. Why are we talking so much?
Hobbits. I love the Shire.
Do they have bigger feet in the Hobbit than they did in...
No, they're same size. They're all hairy. They don't wear shoes.
Someone was whining about that on the internet. So
imagine
my thought
that,
is...
someone whining on the internet.
Maybe Bilbo has bigger feet than Frodo.
I just watched a great Peter Jackson movie yesterday. The Frighteners.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good movie.
Fred Savage?
No, Michael J. Fox.
That was
and
Peter Jackson?
Yes, it was.
And Dr. Herbert West, except I can't think of what the guy's real name is.
There's nothing really all Dr. that creative Herbert. About that movie, is there?
No, there's
Oh, is that Jeffrey Combs?
Yes, Jeffrey Combs. And young...
Skywalker?
Giant teeth family.
Jake Busey?
Yes.
Jake Busey.
Yes.
Gary Busey's brother?
Son. He was in, Starship Troopers, Identity.
Is he the big drunk dope? Like,
no, well, he looks like a dope. I mean, no offense.
As soon as he opens his mouth, you're like, that's Abusey.
You ever criticize someone by calling them Abusey?
You're very Abusey to me.
He is a jerk, Gary.
Just remember, he has that show on the Comedy Central or something where he just walk around with that guy and do random things.
Ugh. Horrible human
Sounds being. Like a lot of shows.
Him and Nick Nolte are both human jerks. Horrible humans.
Human jerks.
I don't even know what the heck I'm talking about.
Is he a relation to Jack Human?
Brenner, did you read the...
No, I haven't read it yet.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Maybe I should just start playing another song. Yeah, I'm going to play a song. This one's Ozma with Domino Effect. Right on the Stupid Dumb Show on WNRBLP. If it ever, there we go.
You from your feet is a care that carries your defeat. Chances last a finite time, and you're running out of time.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage, make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage, flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving, you know the kind I need. Then serve them with your hugging, some coffee, some cream. Hotcakes and sausage, kiss me honey do. Cause your brand new loving brought me home to you. put my pinto shatter down. Said a sad goodbye. Said so long to pals in town. Tear was in my eye. I took a ship from Paris, France, stopped to see a vet. I asked her for a bite to eat.
She gave him crepe Suzette.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage, will ya? Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Come on, flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. I took a trip to ancient Rome, traveling night and day. I got so lonesome for my home, Teresa, she would say. Oh, Casadit, you are so belladone. I asked her for hotcake sausage.
She gave him rigatone.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown, hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. Plane took me to Old Berlin, flew down through the sky. When we landed, I went in to see what I could buy. I found a big brown line in town. Your food is good, no doubt. I said, I'd like my hotcakes brown.
She gave him sauerkraut.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage, I said. Rip them upside down. I'm so tired of rolling. Going from town to town. I made up my mind now. I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving. You know the cat I mean. Then serve them with your hugging. Some coffee, some cream. Hotcakes and sausage. Kiss me, honey, too. Cause your brand of loving brought me home to you.
The Old Codger with hotcakes and sausage right here in WNRBLP. It's a mainstay of the Stupid Dumb Show. It's the heart.
It's probably the most popular song we play.
Oh, and I can see why. It's
the Old Codger.
It makes me think of times when there was hotcakes and sausage.
Who calls them hotcakes anymore?
The Old Codger does.
Well, why?
Why not?
Where's he from?
They're cakes and not. He's from Oldville.
What? No, what about... No, I guess. So when he was younger, he lived in Youngville, huh?
No, it's still Oldville.
Is he alive any longer? Remember that movie,
yes.
Hobo with a Shotgun?
Yes.
I just envisioned the Old Codger kind of looking like that guy. They had to have a movie called The Old Codger with a Shotgun.
All he does is try to find hotcakes and sausage.
Why doesn't he... Does he ever just think, well, open the fridge, get the sausage out of there, and make the pancakes, the Bisquick, or the Aunt Jemima?
Maybe. I don't think he really cares where it's coming from, just as long as he gets some.
I don't care for light syrup.
You make it full. You chalk it full of sugar.
Absolutely.
And then you ingest it through your mouth hole.
Where's Mrs. Old Codger?
I think she's upset that all he does is make songs and then goes and eats hotcakes and sausage. And then, doesn't he buy a whole bunch of alcohol?
Probably.
So the wedding night, he was out probably looking for hotcakes and sausage.
Wouldn't you?
I would. Wedding night, there's a huge meal. I don't know if I'd have room for hotcakes and sausage.
No, the wedding dinner is.
What about
hotcakes and sausage?
Well, and then on the wedding night's tradition to. Never mind, I'm not going to get into it.
Eat hotcakes and sausage.
For him and his wife, I guess.
It's a new family tradition that's going to live strong, like that Live Strong guy. I can't think of his name.
Strong Bad?
How does he type anyway?
What?
How does he type anyway? He's got the boxing gloves on.
Oh, they're very contoured. There's little bumps all over.
Oh, okay. I guess that throws that to rest.
Oh, yeah, let's just make a show where each episode
Lance
is like
Armstrong?
5 minutes long.
There we go. Lance Armstrong.
Oh, the guy with, Does it occur to you that Sheryl Crow dumped his sorry Ren?
He did? She did?
Well, yeah. She found out probably that he not only had cancer, but also that he was doping up for performance.
Was he doping up with 5-Hour Energy?
I hear that stuff can make you throw fire and levitate.
And you have your debut album.
That's Red Bull Shredder.
Well, that gives you wings. I'm talking flight without wings.
Oh.
Like Superman. I guess if Superman was a real poison. Not poison.
I always thought I'd rather have jumping powers than flight.
He originally was just jumping, but now he's flight, and he stalks people, and he hangs outside the bedroom windows and
who?
Just stares. Superman.
He just taps on
when
the glass.
When did this happen?
Does
you
that.
See Superman Returns? He's just hanging outside bedrooms, staring in.
Points
stalking.
At his eyes, points at your eyes, flies away.
I thought that was a good movie.
The best part of that movie was the beginning with the airplane to the... You're saving the airplane.
I don't remember the... I remember seeing the movie, but I don't really remember it well. Oh. I want to say I really liked Lex Luthor in that movie.
Kevin Spacey.
That's who it was.
I thought he was a very...
Why was there a momentary pause from Shredder? Like,
see,
he
I didn't... Because I'm picturing Gene Hackman, because wasn't Gene Hackman Lex Luthor in one of the original movies?
The first
yes.
four.
Or
no.
three.
There's three of them.
There's
that
some
he was.
Schlub that nobody knew who he was.
But but in the new movie, Lex Luthor was just more evil.
Supposedly, it's a continuation.
How long has that light been on?
It's a power light. That means
everything's okay.
That's on.
We're good to go.
Don't touch.
Uh-oh.
Keep tapping on things.
That's the way she goes, the way of the road.
The show stinks, alarm.
You're a stink. You really gonna do that?
No.
Oh.
All right, check you guys later.
Well, I guess I can do the... It's near the top of the hour, I can do that. You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM. Free people. Free radio. You are now halfway through the stupid dumb show right here on Friday. It's Friday, isn't it?
Bam! Yeah.
It didn't even feel like Friday. I woke up at like 2. Condition was calling me to tell me something.
There's been too many holidays lately.
I'm sick of holidays. I'm taking a day off from holidays. Or a week. I think a week's better. I'm taking a week off. Did I do that right? Okay, yeah, I did. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to punch on some songs.
Okay.
I don't know, the Dolly Rots?
Sure. It's upbeat and full of vigor.
I like vigor. I put it on salads. Right now on WNBLP, it's the Dolly Rots with Because I'm Awesome. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I always tell you how cool you dress. It's 'cause I'm fashionably
This one's dedicated to the condition from Conversation Digest.
Oh, thanks, K-Man.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Aw, yeah.
That was a good dedication.
Wesley Willis with Rock and Roll McDonald's. I think he liked to eat there, too. He was the daddy of rock and roll.
Is that next door to Rock and Roll High School?
Yes. I don't know why it took me forever. I see the condition is... contributing... wisely, like the guy at the end of The Last Crusade who chose poorly.
Well, he eliminated one of the many, many chalices.
And then he aged super fast.
Oh, you're talking about the Nazi?
Yes.
Well.
I just watched a okay movie about Nazis.
Was it on the History Channel?
No, Iron Sky. It's about Nazis on the moon.
What were they doing there? Building stuff?
Hiding and biding their time.
Well, wait a minute.
Seems about right.
Where was this at?
On the moon.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, was it a legitimate drama?
It was more of like a comedy action movie.
And it was kind of good?
It had Udo Kier in it.
I don't know who that is.
Udo Kier. He's
does he have the crazy eyes?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, when you see him, you're like, oh, it's that guy.
Udo...
space.
K-I-E-R.
Yes.
Oh, it is that guy. He's got crazy eyes.
Let me see.
Okay, hold on. That guy. You've seen him before. You watched Johnny Mnemonic, and he was in there.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I don't think I ever saw Johnny Mnemonic.
He's been in about a billion movies.
Johnny Mnemonic?
As the weird, creepy-looking guy.
Shredder, I don't think you're telling the truth there.
That it was good or that this movie
exists. I don't know who he is. When does this show get over?
We got another hour.
Yep.
Oh.
Ein an hour. Yeah. German. I'm listening to this. It's
well,
exciting.
I never got back. They never got back to me from their customer service.
They're probably not there.
They're probably gone home for the weekend.
Why? I need them now.
Then you should have done it earlier.
No,
You should have thought ahead, sir.
Didn't think about that. I thought they'd have instant communication or something.
What if they email back saying, all our stuff sucks?
Well, I don't think they would say that, Keyman.
Maybe you have a disgruntled employee just being honest.
That wouldn't help me.
Or would you be looking for a gruntled employee?
Why is that? I don't understand why that is hanging. I don't understand what's going on around here.
I don't even know what you're pointing at.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. The more I want to know stuff, the more I don't care when I find out.
That was a good statement. Please tell me more.
Your turn, Shredder.
The more I care, the more I don't.
The more I care, the more I, when I find out, the less I do.
Yeah, so the more you care, the more you don't.
I tried that once. I got a blister. In the sun. I hate that song.
That is... It's not a bad song, but you just hear it way too much. It's like, hey, I'm going to play some Violent Femmes. It's going to be this song and only this song ever.
That's the only song everyone any knows that they ever did ever.
I suppose it's...
Their whole first album was fantastic. The thing is, it's the only song of theirs that is radio appropriate.
Who is it called? The Torching Weasels, right?
Screeching Weasel?
No, what's the name of that band?
Violent Femmes?
Whatever, yeah.
Or Torching Weasel?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
I had no idea what it was. I just thought that sounded familiar.
Did
something.
You have scrams in your head?
No, I'm waiting for Shredder to go and scrabble on the phone, and he's not going.
I'm reinstalling it for...
Come on, Shredder!
K-Man. He said that would fix my issues.
Oh, you mean you losing constantly?
Oh, burn! I do believe I'm beating you right now.
Yes, you are, Shredder, but we'll wait and see. That could change any time.
As long as you don't play another ZD out of nowhere, I'll be good.
That
killed me. That was 99 points.
Well,
on triple word and letter.
What's the most you've ever scored with the phone Scrabble?
I have no idea.
Like 80 or 90-ish.
Mine was like 108 or 109. I scored wieners today.
That you did.
All right. I mean, I said that wrong.
You played.
I played the word wieners because we were talking about hot dogs, and that was like that was what 57 points, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm gonna play a song now. This is Zebrahead with "Are You for Real?" Right here on WNRBLP.
Are you?
I'm not sure.
I don't think I am.
Are you for real? Are you for real? I'm
much you've gone all night. And now I know I'm right. You said I'm fine, and I believed. But now, my love, good night. You're gonna bring me down. Oh, you're gonna bring me down. Oh, you're gonna bring me down tonight. So young and dumb, they said. And that's just what you'll get. Still in my heart, you'll always be my love, my love. Good night. You're gonna bring me down. Oh, you're gonna bring me down. Oh, you're gonna bring me down. You walk a line from here to there, that is healing toe.
That was the Soviets with a song called Tonight.
That band was founded by the wives and girlfriends of Husker Du.
Hmm. I know of that name.
I've listened to a song or two of theirs, like when I first learned that fact. I'm like, eh, these guys are all right.
And then, what?
Then I forgot they existed.
Sorry.
Turning off your mic. The only thing you have to say is like, heh. Huh?
Huh? Huh?
That was the Soviets, and they were rushing to finish that song. I already said that before, so I said it off the air, so whatever. Ugh. Okay, if you're going to be good, I'll turn the mic back on for your condition.
They also named their albums in a very logical and concise manner.
Why did you turn off the microphone? What happened
there? You kept going, huh?
Hey, I bring anger and dissension amongst the ranks.
I'll turn it off again.
Why? I don't do that to you when you're on Conversation Digest.
You can't.
Yeah, I could. It's a simple matter of reaching over, knocking you over. And
I'd
then
bite your arm.
No, you wouldn't. Don't be an idiot.
Try it. Let's go.
This isn't Conversation Digest, is it, you moron?
We'll have to wait until next week, and I'll bite your arm.
All right, we'll see.
I would bite it.
No.
Oh, wait, what? You're just disagreeing that I would?
I don't think you would.
Okay.
I'm calling your bluff, you tool.
I will. It'll be a fantastic time. For me. And you. Now you're doing those noises.
Yes.
Sure, did you honk?
He totally did. He made a honk noise.
That's not a word?
Honk is a word.
No, Shredder. Or who am I talking to?
Doesn't matter anymore. Ugh.
Oof. Oofta. Why is there so much dead air on this program?
There's no dead air.
There's music.
There's music playing.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I guess
sometimes you let a lot of music play.
That's the way we roll, yo.
Ugh.
This song's called Cold War.
Is it about the Cold War?
It's mainly about when things are freezing.
I wonder, can you see if my email has been closed out of?
I'll do everything.
Taking care of business.
Yes. Every day.
Taking care of business.
While I'm away. That's not the lyric.
No, it's not the lyric.
I think it works. And I know every day is a word.
Yes, and
in there.
Shredder, I could easily come back in this phone Scrabble game.
Sure.
Will the condition win the phone Scrabble game, or will Shredder come from behind and
now
win?
No, it's making noises.
No, Shredder's beating me.
I don't want tingly noises when...
You'll have to go into the settings and turn off those parts and notification.
It's already way... Yeah, it makes noises when I'm hitting other buttons, too. I don't want that.
Oh, just crack it in half and call it a day. No more notifications from you, phone.
Huh?
Okay, there we go. The condition's making... Nah, I'll just start another song.
Yeah,
then.
Do that. Do it.
I'm going to play Ladytron.
Ooh.
With Destroy Everything You Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar, does it, condition?
What's it called?
Destroy Everything You Touch.
Sounds like my life.
Why did you... Because you were making the noises. You weren't even... I don't even think you knew that you were going...
I did. It was a conscious decision. Conscious choice. Something sweet.
Okay, digging in. Digging in with Ladytron. This is Destroy Everything You Touch.
Destroy everything.
That was Allison Videoland with a song called Got to Go.
What'd you say? What's over?
That song.
Oh, I thought you meant the Scrabble, no. The phone Scrabble.
No. You know, they have drop bears in Australia.
Draw bears?
Drop bears.
What about bug bears?
No.
Do you know what a bug bear is?
Yeah, it's like a big bear person thing.
They can, no.
Yeah, they're just like, argh.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're talking D&D bug bears?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the one thing that I, that one?
Space bears.
No.
Micro dots.
No, these little creatures that can live up in space.
Yeah, space bears things.
They're not called space bears.
Space bears live in space. tardigrades.
Oh, yeah, tardigrades.
Water bears. Water bears. Space bears.
Space bears live in space.
duh. Yeah. I win. I'm done with the night. I'm checking out. Right on. Well, I'm on top and I'm winning and I'm dead.
The seal eater.
The jerk store called. They're out of you.
Wait a minute. What?
The jerk store called. They're out of you. Or the ocean called. They're out of shrimp. And then the jerk store called and then they were out of.
They have to be. Tardigrades, they have to be from space. How do they survive in outer space if they're.
They don't breathe. They breathe space oxygen.
They must be aliens.
So is the moon. And Mars. Mars aliens.
What?
They attacked once. Isn't it like the noise the condition was making before?
Yeah, it started. And more rat into it.
I don't understand what's going on around here.
What are you doing? Come back here. I want to shoot you. That's the translation. They're being super, super nice and then biting off people's hands and shooting Jack Black in the face.
Oh, Jack Black.
How about higher taxes?
I don't know if President Jack Nicholson didn't make higher taxes. Are we not talking about Mars Attacks anymore?
Did you play the rest of those underwriting sponsors?
Yeah, I played them all.
Supposed to be once per hour. All right, fine. Just roll your eyes like a skunk.
Not today. I showered.
Showered in skunk.
Clean my clothes, too. First time in 3 years. No blood stains on these pants. What? I cut myself here, and then I started on my, between the index finger and
when
the thumb.
When was this?
When you had the card table out, when we were playing some game. Oh, I was watching you guys play Scrabble.
IRL Scrabble.
And part of the card table cut my hand, and then I started just having my pants sop up the blood.
Pants are almost like nature's napkin.
They are. They grow in the napkin tree.
Well, I thought that's what tablecloths were as well, though, right?
No, you take the edge of the tablecloth and you tuck it into your shirt collar.
So that way anything you miss getting in your mouth just rolls back onto the table?
Yeah. It's the way to go.
Do you ever dislike yourself tremendously when you're on the air?
Only when you're
around. Are you on your own little egocentric world where you think that...
I'm on my own world where there's space bears.
In space.
And,
let's see what's going on here.
They're living with my giant robot friend, Instro, where he rips his hands off.
Maybe I'm getting sick. Thanks a lot, Shredder.
That one TV show with the giant robots.
Oh.
It was like a Bruce Wayne type guy who had a giant robot.
Oh, Big O.
Yeah, I always saw the one episode where the robot was playing piano, and I started hating that show because...
You only saw the episode where they
every time I tuned in, it was just that show. I was like, no, Big O, no. It's a good story.
Who? Oh, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Someone just someone is claiming that gas prices have plunged. It's still over $3. That's not plunging.
You know what's plunging? Plungers.
Ooh. Probably all the time.
When necessary. Well, maybe sometimes. When there's messes to be had. I'm now going to play some more songs.
Okay.
This is The Special Goodness with Pay No Mind. Right here on the WNRB LP.
What?
I just don't want to go. I'm sick of moving, and I didn't want to go, but I did what's best for us, and now I'm glad I didn't pay no mind to my mind at the time. I just don't want to know. It's not worth knowing, and I didn't want to know.
Bad news. front of you. And she's real pretty and she's real into you. And then she's sleeping inside of you. And the talking leads to touching. Then the touching leads to sex. And then there is no mystery left. And it's bad news. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. I get lonely too. And you're bad news. My friends tell me to leave you.
That was Rilo Kiley with Portions for Foxes. Foxes. Right here on WNRBLP. Foxes. Crazy like a fox.
Foxy boxing.
Someone's trying to tell me that they... Oh, my gosh.
What are you trying to do? Are you going to shoehorn that in there now?
Someone's trying to tell me foxy boxing is faked.
No, it's not. Is it?
I don't know. It's... You know, I really...
Don't take away my dream. I had a dream, and it was for foxy boxing.
I don't see why anyone would care whether it was faked or not.
I would watch. I do. I mean, I'm always watching. I'm not sure what. Stuff. Condition, are you in a texting argument?
Well, someone's trying to tell me that the taxes on middle-class families is not going up. That's just a lie. You're making me do
this.
Is
it a lie?
Yes, it is. It is true. It is not true that taxes aren't going up. There was a cut, and they disallowed that cut to continue. Let's for instance say that an annual family income, household income of $50,000, that's probably two people.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go up $1,600. That's a lot of money. 16...
I spaced out somewhere in between. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the mentality that got us in the trouble we're in, K-Man. No offense.
Maybe I did that on purpose.
Anyway,
just
now. So what kind of music is on Doc? I don't care anymore. I'm so angry and sad and cry.
On the Doc?
Otis Redding?
Or Doc It? Who's that one guy?
Well, I zoned out. Sorry.
He's on the...
Otis. I zoned out. I wasn't paying attention.
Otis Redding?
Doc in the Bay?
Yeah, Otis
Redding.
Redding,
you tool.
Oh, he did that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Otis Redding. Not really, though.
Thanks for saying stuff I don't care about.
That's just the entire show is. You'll feel better, Mr. The Condition. It'll get better.
Yeah, maybe in 4 years.
Okay, that hurt. If I still had feelings, that would hurt me.
This is the part where I care even less than I did a moment ago. Yeah, he's crying. That's funny. Keep it up, short stack. Keep it up.
Oh, you're talking about pancakes again?
Something like that.
Short stack. Short round.
That's what she said.
What's the sidekick on Indiana Jones on the Temple of Doom? No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Huh?
Okay, you're not really doing anything.
There's
anymore,
apparently a movie theory out there that every movie Harrison Ford was in after Last Crusade is really Indiana Jones.
That's ridiculous. Oh yeah,
is it doubly in the
because he drank the Holy Grail, so he never dies. So he's now like the president or some random guy doing things. And
but the Grail doesn't work when you go past the seal. So as soon as you could stay alive forever in there.
No, I thought the thing was the grail itself wouldn't work past the seal.
I took it
but the magic of the grail would work past the seal. Like, you couldn't take the cup past there.
We're going to need some confirmation on this from someone. I thought it was like...
Well, call up George Lucas.
He just got married.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
George Lucas did?
Yeah, or he's getting married.
Oh, Phil Jackson just got married, too, the NBA coach.
Of the Bulls? The Bulls.
No, he's no longer with the Bulls.
The Bulls.
He was with the Lakers after that.
Did he throw chairs there?
I'm not sure what he did.
Was he suiting up?
I think so.
That's all I know about basketball.
Shredder, you really messed us up in that game.
I don't remember what I played in that game. Probably some sort of a word with that cuts off something and...
Well, you can't do anything in this.
Yeah. Well, welcome to playing against Nate.
Well, he's not too sharp, so...
Well, laptop just kind of froze. Might have to wait a couple seconds. No, there it goes.
Oh! I was going to say, I can't be completely frozen if there's still music going.
I've seen that happen before. But, yeah, let's go play some songs. Finish this whole thinger up.
Do some things with the stuff.
This is Adult Cinema with Time Machine. On WNRBLP.
Every day I wish for a time machine. Take me back to the day when the music and houses and people had style and beauty, you know, had style and beauty, you know.
Hanging
Foxborough Hot Tubs, basically Green Day with Mother Mary.
Yes.
I don't understand why. What? Why did they change? I don't get it. What's going on?
I think they wanted to release some music with a different sound than Green Day sound.
Who says they can't do that with the same name? I mean, I don't.
The Youth of America?
The Youth of America is what got us in trouble in the first place. Well, that's not true. There's plenty of middle-agers and old people that did the same stupid thing on Election Day. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
There's another song earlier, too, that didn't sound like Green Day that was also Green Day.
It was The Network. The band is called The Network.
The Network. Yay.
I like to see the enthusiasm come out in you.
Sorry, Shredder. I mean, Cam, whatever your name is.
Now what?
Just give up, I think.
You just cram like five more songs in here.
Five more?
Yeah, you can do it. I got faith.
Okay, then. This one's dedicated to, as always, to Mr. The Condition.
Hi.
This is KMFDM with Juke Joint Jezebel.
Oh, that's always a classic. On WNRBLP.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KMFDM with Juke Joint Jezebel right here on WNRBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show. And I guess I'm just going to wrap it up.
Rip, rap, rapity, do it up.
Rip, 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 rip. So what I'm saying.
That, what is, what do they mean, Croatoan, anyway?
I mean,
no one knows, right?
They went to some place called Croatoan, or there's a virus, the Croatoan virus.
The bodies were never found, though, were they?
No.
So how could it be a virus? The bodies would still be there unless somebody came and got rid of the bodies.
Referencing Supernatural, the TV show. Yeah. They tackled it and said the Croatoan was a virus that made people into zombie-like creatures.
Okay, but no.
Raged them up.
What did happen at Roanoke?
They don't know.
They don't know.
Why not?
Because it happened so long ago, and back then probably they're probably just like, everyone died off because it's the crazy, scary new world.
So you're saying that no one cares anymore, Shredder?
I'm saying people care. I'm just saying it's hard to get data from that far back when no one back then cared.
Back then, people were talking in grunts and clicks.
Riding dinosaurs around.
Shooting lasers.
No, K-Man, don't. No.
All lasers are sunlight, just condensed. They're shooting lasers out of their magnifying glasses.
Well, okay, it's not. Whatever. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know anymore. I can't talk.
Shredder, you're going down in phone scrabble.
Maybe.
Why would happen? Do you know something I don't?
Okay, this is it.
Well, I'm attempting to play some words that you don't know about.
I have a very...
You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, free people, free radio.
Pixels played Fogey.
Old Fogey.
Ooh, why would she waste that axe?
Maybe she has plans for it in the future.
Maybe.
She's a couple steps ahead of you.
Why would I even question that? She always beats...